Now, verse 11. The burden of Duma. Now, who's Duma? He called to me out of Seir. Watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? Now, who in the world is Duma? What do we have here? And Duma, by the way, is a symbolic word. Isaiah played upon words. We've already seen that. Used words to carry a message. And he used it to bring out a deeper meaning. Now, Duma is Edom with the E removed, you see. You take E off of Edom, and what we have here is Edom. And Duma means silence. And our word is dumb today. That's the intent here and the purpose of Isaiah. Edom is still a land of death-like silence. Seir means rough or hairy. You remember Esau was the first seer man. Back in Genesis 25 says he was hairy. Esau dwelt in Mount Seir. That's in Genesis 36:8. It also was a land that was swept with storms. The silence and the storm. What a play upon words. And what a message. And here is another paradox. Edom obviously is the country involved. No question about that. Out of the land of silence and storm comes this inquiry which is twice repeated. Watchman, what of the night? In other words, how much of the night is gone? How long will it be before God's glory will be revealed when the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings? Well, the watchman said, the morning cometh, and also the night. If ye will inquire, inquire ye, return, come. You see, both morning and night are coming, and what will be glory for some will be doom for others. What will be light for God's people will be night for the Edomite, the man of the flesh that's rejected God. What a message.